Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
To an Italian moment last night. Had a little rigatoni and vodka sauce.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
I think I'm a vodka sauce guy.
Yeah, Jasper's has got some good vodka
sauce.
It's
in Hy-Vee.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Yeah, it's the only one I get is the Jasper's vodka sauce. I just think I'm a vodka sauce guy.
We were over there yesterday. For dinner at Marco Polo's. I got a little Italian steak sandwich for you, right? Yeah, but and my daughter always gets, because she works there, the rigatoni with vodka sauce, and she just absolutely loves it. Yeah. And my wife says, we'll get this for you, take it home for dinner, right? And Jen says, well, add chicken into the lane. He goes, I don't want chicken in it.
That's your daughter.
You don't need the chicken with the vodka sauce and the rigatoni. Sauce. It's all about the sauce.
Because you've been to Italy. Mm-hmm. Is it a pretty prominent sauce over there?
Nah. Italy's very weird.
Because you don't order a Caesar salad in Italy. That's like a shame.
I don't
because Caesar salads were created like in Mexico.
Yeah, they were created in Tijuana actually by you know how everything gets created. Somebody made
Montezuma.
Something and then have you ever heard about the creations of the nachos too? Right, it was like, you know, some guys walked into a bar late and they didn't have anything but a couple of, you know, tortillas, so she fried them, threw some cheese on them, and they became America's favorite treat. Italy's strange because each region is different. You have to know what to eat in each region of Italy, and if you eat the wrong stuff, it tastes like crap. So you've got to make sure you eat the right stuff in each region. So
no doubt.
Like you wouldn't get barbecue in New York, you know.
What you got over there, Mac Morey?
Hey, real quick, Gary Myers just tweeted some breaking news.
Oh, dude.
He says Gary Myers says shortly after.
Are you being serious here or no?
John Harbaugh was fired. He said Gary says that John Harbaugh called Andy Reid.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Breaking news, man. Yeah, that we didn't know that 2 days ago from Bob Fesco.
Yeah, because I did say that.
Exactly.
The first call he made was Andy Reid. Yeah.
Gary Myers.
Gary.
Just tweeted it.
But, you know, it's not a dynasty here.
Mm. Oh, man.
Get bent.
Sorry.
He's a great guy.
Geek.
Anyways, so want to bring this up. Somebody also says this from the text line. I live in the Northeast and occasionally tune into WEEI affiliate. Mm-hmm. You would not believe the overconfidence that these Pats radio folks have about playing the Texans.
Yeah.
To Bob's point about the pass rush, they don't think it's a big deal, and they think they will win the game by two scores.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hey, man, love the confidence.
You know, I do love the confidence. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we would be the same way, right? It's the Houston Texans, and I hate to be this guy. I really do, and I'm not trying to be that guy.
That guy?
Like, people look at the Houston Texans still as like an expansion team. Oh, it's just the Texans. They're the 3:30 game on Saturday in wild card weekend. You know, it's Houston. They're one and done. Mm-hmm. I think that's how people look at Houston.
I think there's a little bit of that. I think a lot of people watch what CJ Stroud did on Monday Night Football.
There is that too. I'm sure there is. But why don't people watch the defensive side of the ball ever and realize like what the defenses are doing?
I think people know about their. I mean, that's just classic arrogance of Massachusetts fans about their Patriots. I mean, I'm sure we sounded arrogant when we were talking about.
Oh yeah.
Eagles team?
Last year. Yeah, we'll be fine against them.
By the way,
that's true.
You think Joe Tooney gets a little bit of deja vu this week? They lost their left tackle.
Yeah.
Do they swing him outside?
I mean, if you're smart, you do, right? I mean, he can obviously play that position.
Because I was wondering about that, because we'll talk about that a little bit later when we get into the NFL. I want to get off to the tease, though, about the Royals, because we know of at least now they have three players in the top 100. They got Vinny Pastor. This is all MLB Network. MLB has Vinny Pasquantino as the 93rd best baseball player in MLB. Cole Reagan's 89. And Michael Garcia ranked 65th.
Yeah, that's cool.
Crazy. right?
Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of Vinny being 93 on this list because...
Take that to your arbitration meeting next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, check this out. Well, you're only seven away from being out.
Yeah.
That's how they work.
That's exactly... Arbitration's the worst. The worst thing ever. Yeah, it sucks, man. It is a terrible process because basically...
If you've ever been confident in yourself, go to an arbitration meeting. You'll find out real quick you suck.
And that's your team telling you you suck because that's the job
or
of arbitration.
Or watch the Jeter documentary. He really dives down what they were talking to him about.
I mean,
this is Derek Jeter talking. Yep. And he's like, I went to that meeting. And they're like, well, you're like a subpar shortstop. You haven't really hit above 300 really that well. Yeah. Your arm's kind of weak. I don't know if you have a solid lineup spot. We don't really know. Confused. Here's, $50 million. And then all of a sudden becomes the captain, one of the greatest baseball players for the Yankees historic franchise.
Right. It's
That's
awful.
Arbitration.
Arbitration's terrible.
Yeah.
I love you, but I'm going to go in there and I'm going to list everything that you suck at so I don't have to pay you money.
Yeah, that's why you don't have arbitration meetings before you get married.
Yeah, right.
So before you say I do to me, here's the deal. 16 beers on Saturday, golf every Sunday, and, there's going to be days where I'm not going to look my best. You good with that? Okay.
No, we're out.
Here's what I'm going to say that I don't like about you. Still good to do it? You would never do that. But anyways, the Royals have three of the top so far in the top 100. Bobby Witt Jr. will be in the top five, top four, mm-hmm. should be top three.
Yeah.
Probably going to be Ohtani, Judge, Bobby. That would be my guess.
And Kyle Tucker probably on that list,
But this to me, because we have seen that they have not spent money yet. I mean, we still have time, but it doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. Like, I've kind of given the point where I think this is the team. I've listened to Vern. He was on his hot stove last night. He'll be at Royals Rally, start at 9 a.m. on the 31st of January. You want to mm-hmm. listen to that show as well. I think this is the team they're going to go with. I don't have any issue with that. I'm with you all. I would love to have that outfield bat. Maybe Kyle Tucker getting the hell out of the way and going to the Dodgers like we all thought he would. Kind of will get that ball moving or that domino falling. Mm-hmm. Knows. Great marketing plan. But I think this screams a lot on J.J. Piccolo. And I think J.J.'s a great guy, very professional. He's kind of gotten himself one step into his career, which I thought was majorly important, was getting out of the Dayton Moore shadow. Whether you believed it or not, when he took over, everyone in this town, not everyone, I don't want to say that, a lot of people in the town said, oh, great, we got Dayton 2.0. They are not the same person. Mm-hmm. They have different ways that they do things. And last year, they kind of made a lot of moves. They didn't get to the playoffs. This year, this is their team. They put money in Seth Lugo. They have Michael Wacha. They have Chris Bubich still. They have found Noah Cameron, who has been a diamond in the rough in this pitching organization. They move the walls in. I think the team that they have shows you that this is the team they want to move forward with. And to me, if JJ wants to get in that quote-unquote trust, because we did the whole Andy Reid thing yesterday, as we talked about Drew Nixon saying, now's when you trade Andy. No, because of what he has and the clout that he's built and mm-hmm. all the stuff that Andy had. And we had the whole trust in GMDM for God knows how many years.
Right.
And now JJ is kind of getting to that point where it's like, okay, like you had your freshman and sophomore season. Now you're kind of a man. Now you're kind of, this is your club. These are your guys. The Renfros are gone. The other guys are gone. This is your team. This is what you're putting together. And your over-under right now is at 82.5 games to win. I think this team is good enough to win. I think this team will win. Can they put it together? This is what JJ's throwing out there and showing you this is what he trusts to be a winning team. And if they do that this year and they don't go get that outfield bat for a second year in a row and they do kind of get in the playoffs and show some life this year, mm-hmm. boy, is he going to put a little bit of notice on that door knocking into the trust room with others that have in the past.
Yeah, you want to earn the benefit of the doubt. You have to go out there and earn the benefit of the doubt, right? If you say that, hey, give us the benefit of the doubt on this, give us the benefit of the doubt on that, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt when you earn it. That's why we give Andy Reid the benefit of the doubt, and we give Brett Veach the benefit of the doubt. They have won championships. They have proven it this year, an anomaly
year. You kind
of
saw it similar to Andy. They went, 11-5 or 10-6 in his first year.
11-5.
11-5, go to the playoffs. Next year, 9-7, and then never again.
Never again.
That one year, they went 9-7. It's like, well, last year was fun. And then it was like, just wait, give me a little bit of time. He earned a little bit of time going to the playoffs.
Yep.
Just like 2 years ago, they went to the DS and played the Yankees. And mm-hmm. then last year, disappointment.
Right.
A lot of fan base, disappointed. We were disappointed.
Disappointed.
And then this year, it's like, all right, give us what we want. Give us what didn't do it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are disappointed. But if they go out there and do what you're just saying.
Yeah, then you get the benefit of the doubt. You become one of those guys who, I don't necessarily like that. But you know what? They get the benefit of the doubt. It's worked in the past. You have to have a track record in anything that you do before people give you the benefit of the doubt. You have to go out there and earn it. And that's why, again, with Andy and Brett and all those guys, anything that they want to do, we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They have proven that they can go out there and win. And yeah, if you go out there and win this year with this team, yeah, JJ kind of falls into that category of, yeah, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one because you've put these teams together. They've been in the postseason, but it really is going to rely on pitching, I guess, this year for the Royals. And they've got a great staff. I'm really excited to watch their rotation out there. And that's the good thing. Like, you didn't get that bat right now. And again, nothing is set in stone. You still got, what, 2.5 months before the first pitch is thrown. And so you can still go make those moves, but we're talking about what's going on today. I can't worry about what's going on in the future. We're focused on today. And today, this team offensively isn't better than it was a year ago. It's probably the same, maybe a little bit worse. I don't know, depending on, you know, what Lane Thomas or whoever that guy is that they signed to play in the outfield is going to do. So you have to look at it from that standpoint. If the pitching holds up and these guys go out there and dominate on the mound, there's no reason they shouldn't be a playoff team because they're going to limit the other team. They're going to limit the opposition. And then from an offensive standpoint where the Royals are, you're not going to have to score a lot of runs because your pitching is going out there and keeping the other team at bay. Defense wins championships. You know, in the NFL, the defense holds the offense down. In baseball, it's all about that pitching. And if your guys can go out there and pitch, you're going to put yourself in position to win a lot of freaking ball games this year. And you may have to do it differently. Like, I know baseball's all about the strikeout and the home run and the big swing and all that. Learn how to lay down a freaking bunt. Go the opposite way. Hit a gapper. Speed on the bases, which you have. Utilize that. Like, I don't need to see the home runs all the time. I need to see kind of that small ball baseball that 14 and 15 did and 85 did and all those kinds of things. Go back to that style of baseball because you don't have the big boppers. Don't try to have the big boppers.
And I think that's a little bit of what this team might maybe is hoping they do have in Cags and Jensen and maybe a little bit in Bobby and Sal as well. But we'll see. This is the team I think that they're going to run out there. So can't wait for baseball to start. That's for sure. Coming up on the other side, no longer with this team, guys that we figured, who takes their jobs, plus why the Rams are doing it so well year after year after year here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.